Hello.
Hello. Hi, we are interviewing voters in Ohio about important issues, and I assure you that we are not selling anything, and that the interview will only take a few minutes, and your responses will remain strictly confidential. So just to make sure that we have a representative sample, can you please tell me your age?
I'm sorry?
Can you please tell me your age?
70.
Got it. And the media in the United States generally classifies people as white, Anglo, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, black, or other. What do you consider yourself?
Black.
And do you consider yourself to be Hispanic or Latino ancestry?
No.
Got it. And are you currently registered to vote in Ohio?
Yes.
All right. And there was an election in Ohio in November the 7th of 2023. Did you vote in that election?
Yes.
Got it. I know that it's still a long time away, but the next major election in the country will be the presidential election taking place in November of 2024. How likely will you say you are to vote in that general election? Very likely, somewhat likely, maybe, somewhat unlikely, or not likely at all?
Definitely.
Okay, got it. And ma'am, in your opinion, what is the most important problem or issue currently impacting you and your family?
Well, I would probably say the, I guess democracy is probably the what it is. Abortion, I guess.
Abortion, okay.
Yeah.
Understood. Ma'am, when did you decide that you were definitely going to vote in this year's election? On the election day, a few days before of the election, a few weeks before the election, or months before the election?
Years before. Yes.
Okay, understood. Now, in just a few words, if you had to narrow it down, just one thing, what was the most important reason that you decided to vote in this election in Ohio?
The one we just had?
Yes.
Which one? The one in August or the one just recent?
The most recent one in November.
Oh, okay. I would say abortion.
Okay. I'm just taking notes on that. So that'll be just
yeah, because they had one in August.
Oh, okay. Got it. Now, here's a summary of one of the issues in this year's ballot in Ohio. So please indicate how you voted on this issue, okay? The issue one, which is pretty much providing a state constitutional right to make and carry out of one of the reproductive decisions, included but not limited to decisions about abortion, contraception, fertility treatment, miscarriage care, and continuing pregnancy, and allow the state to restrict abortion after fetal viability, except when necessary to protect the pregnant patient's life or health. A, not vote opposed amending in the Ohio Constitution to provide a constitutional right to make and carry out one's own reproductive decision. So based on that summary, how did you vote on issue one? Yes for issue one or no for issue one?
Issue one as it was on ballot?
Yes, that's correct. The one for the abortion and all that.
Yes, for women's rights, yes.
And may I know the reason why did you vote yes on issue one, ma'am?
Because I think a woman has a choice of their own body. And if not, then I think we should, as women, start judging that men should have vasectomies.
Okay, give me just one second. Okay, got it. And you said you voted yes on issue one in the November 7 election in Ohio. So when exactly did you decide how you were going to vote on issue one? On the election day, a few days before of the election, a few weeks before the election, or months before the election, ma'am?
Months before the election.
Months before the election. Got it. Now, I have here a list of some different ways that people might have heard about the elections this year. So can you please tell me whether you experienced this thing in this election cycle through English language TV ads, English or Spanish radio ads, English or Spanish digital apps on videos like YouTube, social media like TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, phone calls or texts from volunteers, someone coming to my door, billboards on yard signs, direct mail, family members or friends talking about the election, or church, social clubs, or community groups, anything.
Oh my gosh, with the exception of the church and social clubs, all of them.
I guess the majority of the time they are just talking about that, right?
Yeah.
Okay, got it. And when considering a niche that specifically focuses on reproductive health and abortion access, whose opinion and perspective do you trust and respect the most, as well as believe to be most credible?
Who do I trust the most to make the opinion?
That's correct, ma'am.
I think the individual.
The individual?
Yeah, the person.
The person, okay.
Not a doctor, not a representative, not a somebody that doesn't know somebody. I think everybody should make their own choice.
Okay, understood. And did you remember any specific thing that you experienced, saw, or heard prior to the November 7th election in Ohio that specifically impacted how or if you voted in this election?
Not really. I heard a lot of misinformation, but, you know, I was smarter listening to that, so.
Oh, okay. Got it. All right. Thank you, ma'am. Right now, we are just a few questions to end up the survey, so I just want to say thank you very much for your time and your patience to answer all of this. I really appreciate it. It helps me a lot. So now let me ask you, did you at any point during the campaign change your mind on how would you vote on the issue one?
No.
Nope. Okay. And may I know the reason why, ma'am?
Because once again, I think, you know, people should control their own body. And they should make their own choices.
Okay. Got it. And did you at any point during the campaign change your mind on whether or not you will actually vote?
No.
All right. And it's because of the same reason before, right? Because of the choices that the people can do and pretty much
right.
To hide. Okay. Okay, give me just 1 second.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I have here some messages, let's say, that we were used by both sides, issue one, the vet in Ohio. After one, after I read each message, please tell me or let me know if you found that particular message to be convincing or unconvincing, okay?
All right.
So the first one says, legal experts says, issues one allows for abortion even after viability for mental, emotional, and even financial reasons. Not just to protect the life of the mother, many women have been so overwhelmed that they have considered having an abortion, but were glad they ultimately chose not having an abortion. So this is why many pro-choice women are voting no on issue one, because it goes too far. So on this one, do you find this argument very convincing, somewhat convincing, not very convincing, or not at all convincing?
Can you give me that again?
Sure. Very much the statement says that the legal expert says that issue once allows for abortion even after viability for mental, emotional, and even financially reasons. Not just to protect the life of the mother.
Oh, okay. I would say no. Whatever the least one would be. No, I don't believe that.
Not convincing at all.
No.
Okay. Got it. The next one says, your daughter is young, vulnerable online, and you're fear the worst, pushed to change her sex or get an abortion. You have some right to help her get through this, but activists want to take all that away. Under the proposed amendment on the Ohio Constitution, the state should not interfere with individuals getting abortion or sex changes, meaning you could be cut off the biggest decision of your daughter's life. on this argument, do you find it very convincing, somewhat convincing, not very convincing, or not at all convincing?
Okay, if I said not at all convincing, I would be saying that I didn't believe it, or I would keep my rights. Is that what I'm saying as a parent?
Yeah, that's correct, the first one.
Okay, I would prefer to keep my rights as a parent.
Okay.
I don't need anybody in the mix.
Okay, got it. The next one says, okay, understood, noted. Now, the next one says, when we face personal medical decisions, we depend on our doctors, our faith, and our family, and last thing we want is the government making those decisions for us. So that is why, I'm sorry?
Go ahead.
That's why voting yes on issue one is so important. It ends Ohio's extreme abortion ban in a ban with no exceptions for rape or incest. Issue one even protects birth control and emergency care for miscarriages. So Ohio families will always have the freedom to make the most personal of decisions. On this one, do you find this argument very convincing, somewhat convincing, not very convincing, or not convincing at all?
Very convincing.
Okay, got it. The next one says, government should never force a rape victim to have their attacker's child. Never, especially when the victim of a rape is a child. But that's the law in Ohio. And that's why voting yes on issue one is so important. So voting yes stops the ban and gets the government out of the way. So do you find this argument very convincing, somewhat convincing, not very convincing, or not convincing at all?
Very convincing.
All right, and I have the last statement in here, ma'am. Both Joe Biden and Donald Trump oppose partial birth abortions and late-term abortions, but if issue one passes in the 9th month, you can take the baby and rip the baby out of the womb of the mother. So Republicans and Democrats oppose the late-term abortions allowed under issue one. So join them by voting no on issue one. Do you find this argument very convincing, somewhat convincing, not very convincing, or not at all convincing?
Not at all convincing, because in my whole entire life, I've known no woman that had an abortion in the 9th month. So go ahead. No.
Oh, okay. Noted, ma'am. Right now, we just have some few questions. We are actually 90% completion of the service, so we are about to end up this, okay? And thank you so much for your participation. Let me ask you, which party mostly shares your personal views on the topic of abortion and reproductive rights? Democrats, Republicans, or anybody else?
I'd say Democrats.
Okay. And at the moment, what is the most important problem or issue currently facing the United States that will likely determine how will you vote in the 2024 elections?
I would probably say democracy, but I guess you don't have it on there. Abortion, I guess.
Abortion, okay. Now, if you had to choose which of the following three issues you will say will have the single greatest impact on your vote for candidates in the November 2024 election, which one are you going to be selecting? Economic issues and inflation, abortion and reproductive freedoms, or protecting democracy in the United States?
Protecting Democrat or protecting democracy?
Protecting democracy.
Protecting democracy.
Okay, got it, ma'am. And will the issue of abortion and reproductive rights play an important role for you personally in determining how you will vote in the November 2024 election?
Yes.
Okay, got it. And I know that it's still a long way off, you know, but if the November 2024 election for United States Senator in Ohio were being held today and the candidates were the incumbent Sherrod Brown as the Democratic Party nominee for U.S. Senate of the Republican Party nominee for U.S. Senate, for whom will you vote, or are you currently undecided?
It was Brown and Sherrod. Brown and who?
And a Democrat.
Jared Brown is a Democrat.
That's correct?
Yeah, it would be a Democrat.
Okay. So definitely Democrat, Jared Brown. Okay.
Definitely.
Okay, and I know that, once again, it's still a long way off. We have an entire year coming, but if the November 2024 election for president were being held today, and the candidates were Joe Biden, Donald Trump, and a third-party candidate, who's going to be pretty much your preference on that one?
Joe Biden.
Joe Biden. Okay, got it. And may I know the reason why, ma'am?
Well, because Trump is a nut, and I don't think I want to live under an authoritarian. And any other, I can't envision anybody that would be able to do the job that Joe Biden does.
Okay. Okay, got it, ma'am. And just let me ask you, in what country were you born?
I was born here in the United States.
United States, okay. And in what country were your parents and grandparents born?
Here in the United States.
United States as well, okay. And which political party do you primarily identify and agree the most? With the Democratic Party, Republican Party, or any other
Democrat.
Party?
Democrat. Democrat.
And do you consider yourself very liberal, moderate, conservative, or very conservative?
I'd say conservative.
Conservative? And now, what is your annual household income before taxes? You can just give me your best estimate, okay?
About $65,000.
65? Okay. Got it. And what is your gender, ma'am? This is just a question that I have in here.
Female.
Female? Okay, ma'am. This concludes
yes.
our service today. Thank you very much for your participation and your time and your patience as well. So I really appreciate that, and I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day, okay?
You too. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.